Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also follow us both on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We got one of our favorite guests. You know, whenever you have your own theme music, that you are big time. And he's one of the few here at the Odd Couple that has his own theme music, our man Greg Jenny. So I'm telling you now, Iowa Sam, have it ready.
You better have it ready, because he already was killing me last time he came on and we didn't have it. He was not happy.
Yes. So Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings will be joining us. All right, Rob.
Let me say this too, Chris. It is a TV theme song Thursday, and Iowa Sam was at work, Chris, during the break. He's got a new drop. What is this?
That? Is that you?
That's me doing
I was saying, man, you sounded bad.
Let me hear
bad,
that, Iowa.
You sounded bad. My goodness.
What is that?
That's the worst I've heard. Yeah, that was terrible. Haw, haw. That's it. Where you get haw, haw, haw?
Look, haw. Haw, haw.
You going a little too hard with that haw, haw.
Let me hear you do it again. Haw, haw. Chris,
me?
Do it.
Hee 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 haw haw. That's a good drop, though. That's a good drop. That'll join the mini. Maybe we can get that on the, what we have a ringtone or something like that?
Yeah, we have a draw. Haw. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Anyway, let's move to the NBA, Rob. And last season, you and I both picked the Clippers to win it all. A lot of NBA folks picked the Clippers. Of course, they fell short, didn't even get to the conference finals. I think, though, one good thing to come out of that, I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I do think it's a factor, is that I think load management to the obscene degree that Kawhi Leonard was practicing it is over. At least if I'm not saying he was 100% healthy last year and could have played every game. But I think he could have played some of those back-to-backs. I think he could have played more than he did. He only played 57 games. I know they didn't play 82, but he only played 57. But he was the poster child, poster boy for low management the last few years. And now, last night, Rob, listen to this. If you haven't heard this already, it's going to stun you. For the first time since 2017, April of 2017. So first time in more than 3 years last night, Kawhi played the second half of a back-to-back. He completed a full black back-to-back. And he played well. And here's why I say, Rob, that I think this is a good sign for the Clippers. I think it's emblematic of an attitude adjustment on Kawhi's part. And I'm not saying he had a bad attitude, but I do think he was like, look, you know, I'd been hurt in San Antonio. Obviously, they did some load management, not to the degree that he did, but they did do load management. He did it in Toronto, won a championship. Why mess with what worked, right? And so last year he was going to do it. He did it, and it didn't work. So I think he's adjusted his attitude, and now he's coming out. He said after the game, he's looking to play back-to-back. So this isn't just a one-off. He feels good. Rob, he's playing the most minutes of his career. Believe it or not, he's only averaged 34 or more minutes twice in his career, and that's including this year. So he's playing a career high in minutes, a little over 34 a game. And he's playing every night, at least thus far, or, you know, when he can. So I think that's good, and I think it's good for the NBA because I do think that this could spell doom for, I'm going to put it this way, obscene load management. Now, you know, guys will still take a day off here or there, but not to the point where it was just you didn't even know who was playing one night or the other. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think too many people are too hard on Kawhi Leonard. I'm not, you know, I've never been for the load management because I think it's disrespectful to the fans who buy tickets. I just do not believe in that. Okay. So I'm on the
right. You can even argue to I'm TV stations.
TV, right. You know? To the networks, Chris. Yep. And I've always been consistent on that, right? I've never been with that. I just don't think it's right. But I don't believe that he wasn't playing back-to-backs because he doesn't want to play or because he was just trying to, you know, sneak out of some games or whatever, or he didn't care. I really believe that what happened to him in San Antonio traumatized him. Like, he didn't believe in the medical staff. He got into it with Pop. Pop even had a couple of guys, Ginobili and Tony Parker, like, attack him. Right? Like
Kawhi, yes.
Kawhi. I mean, you never saw that, Chris. Am I right?
Verbally, yes. Verbally.
Yeah, that was like...
Questioned his toughness.
Yes, and all that.
Know, is he really hurt? All that, yeah.
And that's something serious when you... Chris, we talk about it all the time. Your threshold for pain is not my threshold for pain. You cannot... Do you remember who was the Bears quarterback who got hurt? Jay Cutler. In the playoff game, Chris, you remember?
Playing and everybody with the ACL was injury.
Everybody was ripping him. Do you remember that? And then he had to have surgery.
Through it, but he played
through it. The one where he came out of the game. He came out of the playoff game.
I know LaDainian Tomlinson got ripped, remember, because he sat out with a knee injury. And Cutler, Phillip Rivers played through one. You're right. Cutler, Cutler sat
out. But Cutler was the one, and Chris, he wound up having surgery, right? Like, he was injured.
Yeah.
And people were ripping him from their couches, like other players. And I'm like, dude, you can't do that. I believe Kawhi is finally healthy after all this time where he feels comfortable. Now, Chris, maybe if he might have taken a sweet time to get all the way there, like saying, I want to make sure I'm really all the way back to where I want to be before I start doing this. And I do believe that that was his motivation, that it was a concern of his health. It was that he felt like people were trying to force him out there too early when he wasn't ready or his body wasn't ready. And I don't care. A doctor doesn't know. Nobody knows. Your teammates don't know. Nobody knows what you're going through internally. And I'm not making excuses.
There was no injury.
But he didn't feel right. And Chris,
look, I'm paying you. I'm with you to a degree, Rob. I am with you to a degree. Cause I do think, look, in Toronto, and we saw it. Remember in the playoffs, his knee was bothering him, you know, at times. He played
through
it.
That's all I'm saying. It's not like it's a fake injury. Right.
I think that year it was legit. He needed, you know, his personal doctor. He needed to sit out those games. And you saw, even with sitting out those games in the playoffs, it playing consistently, in many cases every other night, it did bother him. And so I'll give you that, the Toronto year. And Rob, I think what happened, and this can happen with people, it was great, right? You played through the playoffs, you won the championship, so you're thinking why mess? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And so, and the Clippers agreed to all of that going into last season, and so I think that was the plan. But I do think, I'm not saying he could have played every back-to-back, but I do think he could have played some back-to-backs last year. I think it was mental. To your point, it was, you know, like I said, it worked the year before. Am I really fully back? I don't want to risk, you know, not being ready for the playoffs. And then you saw the playoffs playing every other day a lot of times. He was fine. Their problems had nothing to do with his lack of health. And so going to give you, I think some of it was physical, some of it. I think he could have played more than he did, but I'll give some of it. But I like, though, that this year he's taking the bull by the horns and saying, and I credit Ty Lue with some of this, right? You know, they've had a lot of changes there. I mean, their offense is different. The ball is moving
a lot more. Their offense
is
big time different.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It's in Paul George's hands a lot, and he's playing great, you know. So then you got Kawhi playing on back-to-backs. It's going to be big for their chemistry. And even if it's Kawhi saying, seeing how the Lakers – Anthony Davis, LeBron, they played pretty much every game. They played through some bumps and bruises, specifically AD, and it helped their chemistry. And it paid off in the end. Maybe if it's even that is a factor. But whatever it is, I like it, Rob, because I think it's good for the Clippers. It's good for the league. And also, I think it could hopefully spell the end of just, you know, unnecessary load management. I don't mind guys taking off here or there. But unnecessary load management.
Yeah, I'm against it. I'm really. If you're not hurt, you should play, Chris. You know what you're called? You're a player.
A player, right?
That's what you do. You're a player. You play. Chris, if you're hurt, you can't play. When I heard last week Kyrie and KD out for rest, game four of the season. Really? I mean, like, seriously, people work 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and really work, Chris.
Right.
And you're telling me you can't play 82 basketball games in a 365-day year. Come on, man.
Well, you know what I've always said, and the doctors, the science, all that now that these teams have, they'll tell you 82 is too much, especially in this short.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe. First of all, here's the thing, Rob. The science, I'm sure, would tell you that most people with high-performance jobs, right, where it's a lot of stress, it's a lot of hours, because you know this, Rob, the average, like, really high big time jobs, they're not working 40 hours a week. They're working 60, 70. Wall Street, right. When you start, you're working 90 hour weeks sometimes.
Chris, you have friends.
A doctor.
I was going
to
say.
She would be on call sometimes up close to 48 hours straight, if not 48
hours. And I was going to say, I have friends who are lawyers, and they used to say to me all the time, if you took our pay and did it hourly, you know what I mean, for all the hours they have to put in.
Yes.
They just say it's unbelievable how many hours they work.
You don't leave. A typical career type big time job is not 9 to 5. You're working at home.
You're not walking out at 5 o'clock for cocktails.
And forgetting about your job. Totally. Right. No. So I think the science would tell many people that they're overworked. So that's number one. I don't want to hear about that. But if we must go by that, OK, we're going to go by the science and the body can't handle 82 NBA games a year? Okay, play 60. But guess what? Take 60 games worth of pay. That's the problem. A lot of these guys, and not just the players, but the league, they want to play 65 to 70 games, but get 82 games worth of pay.
Right, right.
If you want to cut the season, I'd actually be all for about a 65-game season.
The only reason they won't do it, though, Chris, we know it is money. The TV money they don't want to give up. Otherwise, I'm with you. All the leagues could easily cut it back or, you know what I mean, and make it all fit
baseball
nice.
Baseball and basketball could make could it shorter, easily. Fewer right. games. They don't need that many games. But like you said, it's the money. So if you're going to, you know, stick to 82 games, then, you know, again, sit out a few here and there. That's fine. But I am glad to see Kawhi playing both games, going back-to-backs. And Rob, you picked the Clippers this year. I got the Lakers. I think this helps the Clippers, though. Chemistry's going to be better. Attitude's going to be better. You know, morale's going to be better. So I think it's good all the way around for basketball. All right, what do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think Kawhi Leonard's decision to now start playing back-to-backs spells the end of the dreaded load management? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. With The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Family matters, right?
Did I do that?
Were you a big fan of this show?
I watched it. I knew the characters. It was pretty funny. But Jaleel White, it was funny, man. He was really good. He's a big sports fan.
And I swear
to you, Chris, I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. I was at a Washington Nationals game in the press dining room, and Jaleel White was in there, and he saw me, and he said, "Yo, my favorite sports guy," and he introduced himself to me. I was blown away.
How long ago was that?
5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And I saw him again just recently at the NBA All-Star Game in Chicago this last winter.
Okay.
He's a big sports fan. I told him I wanted to get him
he
on the show one of these days.
He plays pretty well. I saw him in some of the NBA All-Star celebrity
But
games
he recognized me
playing.
And was like, "Oh, man, you're one of my favorite sports guys."
I thought that was nice.
He was just being nice. And then he said, "Did I do that?
Did I do that?
No, I didn't ask him to do that. No, because everybody says that to him. I said, "I know you're like probably," he said, "dude, if I told you how many times either people ask him to do it or do it to
well,
say
he
it's
got
cool.
typecast into that, unfortunately, like a lot of sitcom stars, you know, and you don't see him in a ton of stuff after that, but. That's all right. All right. Anyway, business today moves faster than ever, folks. And if you're slow to adapt, you will get left behind. Like if you're still running on QuickBooks, well, it's time to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. So let NetSuite show you how it will benefit your business with a free, that's right, free product tour at netsuite.com/odd. All right. Your turn to weigh in. Were you glad to see Kawhi Leonard out there last night? For his first back-to-back in more than 3 years. And does it mean the end of the dreaded load management? Let's hear from you.
All right, let's talk to Tony in Oakland. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm a
long-time listener, first-time caller.
What's up?
You, man.
I just started listening to you guys live. I've been about, like, eight to 10 months I've been listening to the podcast kind of religiously.
I think
he's starting to stop the load management because of his legacy. I believe people around the league and just fans in general believe him to be a somewhat of a soft player because he won't, you know, kind of fight through injuries, kind of battle through adversity. He kind of likes to take the easy route. To me personally, in 2019 when we were in the finals, if Clay goes up for a layup instead of a dunk and doesn't tear his ACL, I believe that we end up taking that championship. And me personally, I think KD comes back and we come for a four, try to
oh, please.
Become the first
come on,
NBA
Tony.
History.
Tony, you got I agree with you.
Tony, you write.
Tony, you're writing a fairy tale. You sound like those injured Warrior fans who are living in the past. We should have won another championship.
No, but it's true.
It's not true.
Don't let him. Because you know it. If we win it, we go 3-peat. KD has no other choice but to come back, and we could become the first team in NBA history to win 4 straight.
KD still might have left.
What team next year was going to stop us? There was no other team that would have stopped us if KD would have came back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I get it. The bottom line is it didn't happen. Thank you, Tony. I'm not trying to scare you away. We're glad that you called in. All right, appreciate it. How about George in New York?
You're
on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
You are rude.
What's up, George? What?
My God.
What was Tony at the Capitol last night?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a whack job.
George,
yeah,
where are you?
You know what?
George, you're in New York City. What's up? Where are you
it's
at in the city?
It's all good, baby. It's all good. In Brooklyn.
Oh,
all
right. Okay, I was about to say, you guys are honest.
I like you guys. You guys are honest. You have a lot of integrity, even though Rob wears his Jordans that are made in China and sweatshops and all that. But anyway.
Hey, you know what? Wait a minute, George. If we were going to do that, we wouldn't have anything on, okay?
So we can't get on LeBron. We can't get on LeBron. But the point is, like, you know, like I said, I like you guys, but you're kind of ignorantly spewing about Kawhi. You have no idea about his injury, whether people can be injured, whether they report it or not. And, you know, and also with regards to Kyrie, that's a, like, $36 million annual investment. For the Knicks, it's for the Nets, it's championship or bust. So they've got to sit him. His style is herky-jerky.
So what about – you brought up Kawhi, though.
Kawhi was fine last year, playing every other day in the playoffs. But I'm saying, though, that may be his limit. Like, we don't know. We don't know his body. Like, he's a trooper, you know.
That's why you got doctors.
But that's what I said.
Chris, you played sports. A doctor doesn't know your body better than you do.
A doctor can know if you hurt, and you can play through some pain. Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. When have they played their most games? When they played with LeBron James. Because LeBron James set an example and a climate where we play through the little nicks and knocks, and they did it.
In all fairness,
when they're not with him, they don't do it.
But in all fairness, we're speculating from a basis of ignorance. We have no idea about Kyrie's body. I said that. We can say that for everything, George.
We don't know.
I mean, I know it's your hustle.
That's an easy way out. We're passing judgment.
If you're hurt, give me a reason,
and we'll leave it alone.
No, but I disagree with Chris from this standpoint that doctors misdiagnose things, Chris.
On this program.
You know, they're bad doctors who miss stuff, Chris, all the time. They don't always know. It's not perfect. That's all I'm saying. They don't know everything. A doctor can look at something and say he's good to go.
Kawhi sat out last year a lot of times.
No, I'm just talking about in general. A doctor is not the be-all, end-all. They're not perfect. That's all I'm saying. But that's all. I'm not saying that in that situation. All right, let's squeeze in another one. Let's go to Joel. In Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joel?
What's up with y'all, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Good, bro.
Rob, let me get these Jordan Speedos off of GetRob.com for $20.
Yeah, right. No way, no how.
Hurry up. We got to go to break. What you got?
Oh, real quick, I think Kawhi Leonard is soft as cotton mentally. And these players are overpaid today, so now they get to just sit down and, I don't want to play today. I got $100 million in my account. I don't need to play.
Well,
there might be some truth to that.
Yeah. I mean, it gives them a lot more leverage. There's no doubt about it.
Because, Chris,
you know?
You used to have to play for your contract. You know, like you'd have to play and put up numbers, and there weren't 8-year contracts. And, you know, the probably the most famous one, and I'm talking about the 50s, But Mickey Mantle won the Triple Crown 1 year, Chris. And the next year, of course, he didn't win the Triple Crown. You know how hard it is to win the Triple Crown, right? Right. So the next year, what the Yankees wanted, give him a pay cut. They said you won the Triple Crown last year.
Yeah, that's why I think it's more fair now. They're getting about 50% of the money. And you can argue over whether that's enough. But, you know, they're getting their fair share. The leagues generate so much more money.
They're not giving them that money because they don't have it.
Right.
I'm not mad.
Exactly. So I ain't mad at them on that either. All right, we got our man Greg Jennings coming up next. But first, Gascon, David Gascon, the Gas Man, with the update.
Guys, we'll start things off in college basketball tonight. There's a handful of games. Number 5, Iowa's having no problems at all with Maryland. They blitzed them in the first half and carried it over into the second. 66-44 is the score in this one. Chris, have you watched Luka Garza much? Like,
I have the game on. It's tough to see a lot of it, you know, during the show. I know he's, you know, he's putting up numbers, man. You like him that much?
I utter the word Luka, and Iowa Sam really? Just throws up, like his arms up in man. The air.
Yes?
And just,
yes!
Luka? Yes!
He absolutely adores Luka Garza. In fact,
yes, Where's Garza from? D.C. Look
at Iowa Sam just turtling up right now.
I've said it before.
He's from D.C., Washington, D.C.
I would love, and I'm just going to say this. Y'all know we keep it real on this show.
Yeah.
I would love for a white American superstar to emerge in the NBA.
Like George Mirason?
No, he was from
I know.
Europe somewhere, Eurasia or wherever. Yeah. He's, I covered Europe. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So if it's Luke Garza, God bless him, but. Well, Luka, you really serious? Luka?
I
haven't seen enough of him to go there.
He's the nation's leading scorer.
Yeah, Iowa loves that. Luka Garza, man. Well, who
I
was the Lurka?
Slow down, bro.
Who was the last one you could think of, Chris?
The last white American superstar?
Yeah.
It was Crowley, you know, superstar might be even strong, but Chris Mullin.
Can we share Jason Kidd?
John Stockton. Well, you want half of Jason Kidd?
Why not?
Wait, no, you don't get that. Y'all, hey, the one drop rule, y'all made it up. We going by it. you don't get to claim J. Kidd now.
What about Clay Thompson?
Blake Griffin, Clay Thompson. You got a lot of dudes, if that's the case. That's Ben true. Simmons, you that's, know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Barack Obama, for that matter.
The Southpaw, right? Garza, this game, he's got 24, 9 of 14 from the field and a perfect 4-for-4 at the charity stripe. Iowa, 69-46 over Maryland, Indiana, Wisconsin on FS1. Badgers lead by 4, 44-41. We'll have a good one in about 5 minutes from now. Undefeated and number 1 Gonzaga taking on 9-2 BYU. We'll get things underway from the Pacific Northwest. College football today, Kellen Mond of Texas A&M has declared for the NFL draft. Bama wide receiver Jalen Waddle will be a game time decision for Monday's title bout against Ohio State. He has not played in quite a while. NFL news, Rams quarterback Jared Goff says he's preparing to play wild card weekend. The LA Rams did activate Andrew Whitworth from injured reserve. Guys, back to you.
All right. Thank you, guys, man. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I almost said it, Rob. Fox Sports Radio studios. Hit it, Iowa Sam. That's right. Give it. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. This is the boss, Diana Ross.
And Iowa Sam, put your tank top back on. This is Greg Jennings' song, okay?
I was watching Greg Jennings on Sunday. He was doing, I can't remember what the game, was it Tampa Bay? I was watching whatever game he was, yeah. Man, you talk about filling out a suit.
Look at you. Would you stop it?
He looked good in his suit, man. It was like real sharp. You had the V working, everything, man. It was sharp. It was sharp.
I appreciate it. I know Chris is back because I got my music.
Look, I knew he was going to say that. Right. See, you know, here we go.
And I'm going to say this. Greg, his whole family is sharp. Now, my daughters, they're 22. They just graduated from college. And we were both, Greg and I, doing First Things First about 2 years ago. And one of my daughters was with me. And Greg's whole family was there. Well, you have four kids?
Yep, four kids, three girls and a boy.
Yep, so they all were there, some of them young, real young. And my daughter met them, and afterwards she was like, man, his kids are sharp, like sharp dressed. They're so sharp dressed, you know. And they were, man. I got to give you props. The whole family was looking good.
I appreciate it. I can't take credit. That's mama.
But this is our man, the Super Bowl champion and Fox NFL analyst, Greg Jennings. All right, hey. Look, I want to start here, Greg. Devontae Smith, I know you're glad to see a wide receiver win the Heisman. And that dude was fantastic. I mean, he just took over games with his speed and everything. I'm a little concerned. I think he'll make it in the NFL, I'm sure. But as far as will he be a great receiver, I'm a little concerned about the size because he's really small, 175, they say. Probably isn't even 175. How big of a factor is that? Does he have to put on weight, or is that not really something to worry about?
From the outside looking in, right out the gate, you're going to say, yes, he's going to need to put on size. He's going to need to put on some muscle mass. But when you look at comparables to him and what he does, you look at T.Y. Hilton, Deshaun Jackson, guys that are smaller structure that have lasted, and it's worked for them. And I feel like he has an even greater skill set than some of those names. So I like what I see out of him. Would it help him to put on size? Of course. But it's worked for him so far, so I can't say he's on the wrong track.
Greg, the Cleveland Browns, obviously, first playoff game in a number since, 2012, I think. But they were going to be without their coach.
2002. And
is it 2002? And their left tackle. Does Baker Mayfield have, a built-in excuse if they can't win? I know they're going on the road to play Pittsburgh. They're the underdog. But if this thing doesn't, look good, can you really blame the quarterback without having his coach and the COVID and your left tackle, or can they still win this game?
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this, Rob. They can try to use it as an excuse if they want, but no one cares. No one cares. Everybody understands what this year has been like, and it's unfortunate. It is going to be a factor. I do believe it'll be a factor, but if Baker Mayfield, it's all about him and his performance, protecting the football, understanding what he's going to get from an opponent that he will have now seen three times, a little different the last time he saw him without having the pass rush and whatnot. But if this is going to be on Baker Mayfield to bring his A game.
Baltimore, they've looked great. They haven't played Titans the Tennessee Titans, but, great teams the last few weeks. But they look good. They look rejuvenated. Do you think this is the first – this is the time now that Lamar Jackson will get his first playoff win?
I do believe so. I believe last year they came into the game with so much pressure of being who they were in the regular season and being so dominant. And it kind of worked against them. When you are the bar, a lot of teams target you, and they come at you with a different approach. And I think the Tennessee Titans just came at the right time. And it's all about matchups when you get this late in the season, in the postseason. Who matches up with who the best? And I think this is a good matchup for Lamar Jackson. And the way he's been playing, they've been implementing a lot more passing early in the game, early in the downs, and I think that will benefit him moving forward.
Now, Seattle and the Rams, Seattle's 3.5-point favorites at home. I don't know I've lost it for the Rams. I know they have a good defense, Greg, but the quarterback situation and the offense. But then Seattle has struggled as well offensively of late. What do you make of that game? Who's going to win, and is Russell Wilson going to return? Because they've struggled.
This is a game where I think it's going to come down to coaching. Because, as you said, both teams have struggled offensively, and we don't know what Jared Goff is going to look like coming back. But we know what Sean McVay is. We know what Pete Carroll is, and I think it'll be a tight game. These teams are very familiar with one another. You have to have some type of unscouted look. And when you're this tight-knit and you understand who's across from you and you know exactly what they do and how they do it, you better have an unscouted look, something that is a new wrinkle that you can kind of get the advantage or gain an advantage So I really think it's going to come down to coaching.
Does Washington get – I assume you've got Tampa Bay in this game. Does Washington make it tough on them, and do they have a chance to beat them?
Don't ever assume anything. Don't ever wow. assume anything. But I do – I do have the Bucks, but
you just wanted to take a shot at me, man.
I did. But Washington poses every problem that you could possibly pose when we talk about Tom Brady and yep. what has hindered and crippled him in his postseason past. When you talk about interior rushes and pass rushes off the edge that are long, that can get up in the air, that can eliminate or disrupt a horizontal passing game. And what I mean by that is kind of the dinking, the screen game, the quick game. They deflect a lot of balls, bat a lot of balls down, but they also prohibit you from climbing the pocket, something that Tom Brady, that's his bread and butter. He lives through climbing the pocket and understanding how to navigate and stay within that pocket and release the ball. So I think that's where they have the advantage. But Tom Brady has seen it all, and I think they will be well-equipped. The Washington football team, they like to run the ball. This is a great run defense, although they'll be without Devin White, their linebacker. But I think the Bucs just have too many pieces for the Washington football team.
Last thing, the Bucs this year played six playoff teams. What was their record, Greg, in the six games against playoff teams?
Rob, I don't care about any of that.
I'm asking you
a question.
I'm just asking you a question.
I don't care about any of that because we can say what the Washington football team is a 7-9 team, but are they really when Alex Smith is at the helm?
4-1 with Alex Smith.
And so when you look at this, it's just about who's playing who and are they hot and the matchups and winning your one-on-one. In the postseason, a lot of experience takes precedent and it takes place. And when you have a young team, they don't know how to win and they'll try to deviate from schemes and schematic things that assist one another versus just or I shouldn't say versus by doing what they want to do to impact the game as an individual. And sometimes that hurts you.
Good try, Rob.
I'm not going to tell you now. Only people
like
on my
I can't look it up.
on my social media, you'll get it there because Greg Jennings didn't want knowledge. Chris Broussard didn't want knowledge.
You on social media,
so that's all right. Well, screw you guys. Thank you, Greg. Thanks for nothing.
All right, Greg. Thanks, brother. Happy
35
New Year.
Years in the business, and this guy can't answer my question.
Congrats on that, too, by the way, man.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, man.
All right. Peace. See you, Greg. We got Shop Talk next. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Chris, you remember this?
Oh, yeah. I would just be so excited every time I'd hear that theme music.
You would go to the TV. That's how we knew stuff was coming on. Am I right? Like you would hear the theme song and be like, all right, my show's on.
You know, and as you know, back then shows, and even today, they come on once a week.
Right.
But there was no Netflix. There was no binge watching. You'd have to wait a week. So my wife and I, during the pandemic, you know, we've been binge watching different series, you know, usually ones that came out a few years ago, right? So we could binge watch like Billions and all that. And now we're watching Your Honor. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I know what that is, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like happening now once a week. Like, we can't binge watch it. And it's torturous not to be able to binge watch.
Right.
Like, when you watch a show, it's like, oh, man, we gotta wait till next week to watch another. You know what I mean? So that's how it was. But who was your favorite sweat hog? I'm going to guess. I mean, because you're black, it was Boom Boom Washington.
No.
Really?
I mean, I liked him. He was cool. I liked him because he was cool. I would probably say...
Horseshack.
He was just it was stupid. You know what I mean? He had that dumb laugh.
Yeah.
Epstein was the least funny. You know, like, he really wasn't
funny.
He was
the tough guy.
Puerto Rican guy.
He was the tough guy.
Right.
And Boom, obviously the star was Vinny Barbarino, John Travolta.
Right, John Travolta. Yeah. It is a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple.
Yes. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery as well. And that's available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone with AutoZone. I wonder what the youngins, when we talk about things like Welcome Back, Carter, what they're thinking.
Well, they hear it.
Because they don't know.
Yeah, but they
I mean, that wasn't... It'd be one thing to talk about the Cosby Show. I'm sorry to bring that up. But, you know, something that was wildly popular.
Right. No, I get it.
Welcome Back, Carter was good at that time, but, it didn't transcend the generations.
So we got time for Shop Talk, Chris. We're going to throw it in there. And we got Shop Talk?
Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
All right, you guys, Lee here. Hey, I wanted to say a happy early birthday. Somebody, a little birdie, told me that it's Rob Parker's birthday this weekend. Is that right, Rob?
The little birdie is Rob.
Yes, on Sunday.
He's sound been the alarm. Putting it all, as he's been saying it everywhere he could. Twitter, Instagram,
no, I haven't.
Facebook,
I haven't put it anywhere.
LinkedIn. I mean, my goodness.
So would it be safe for me to guess that there might be a trip to Vegas coming up this weekend? Is that right, Rob?
Yes, you know it. And I'm looking forward to a couple days away. MGM Grand. Have a good time. I'll see Lamar Mitchell, our guy. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, here's my question for Shop Talk, you guys. With a man your age, Rob, I won't put it out there for everybody.
What?
But,
old man, in other words. Old man.
An old man. Is it appropriate to tie one on in Vegas for your birthday, for a man your distinguished age? Is it a little too much?
I want you to know that
dangerous.
I am thinking about, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm going to tie one on this weekend. This is my last weekend before I start back on my diet and working out and getting back in shape. So, yes, I think it's appropriate. Chris, you used to do it before. Didn't you used to tie one on?
Right. I haven't tied one on in 30 years.
What?
Really?
It's against my religion to get drunk. I'll drink a little.
But you don't get drunk.
I don't get drunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you
I haven't tied one on in a while, and I'll get... Now, when you're in Vegas, I'm not driving, I'm at a hotel, you know what I mean? It's easy to just get drunk. I'm not going to get sick drunk, but I think I'm going to have a few drinks.
You don't want to get sick, because then you ruin your birthday, right?
No, that's right. I don't
wake up
sick
with a headache. You.
I'm a
who knows
one
what
on
you might end up doing.
Oh, what?
I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
Hey, you know what? Who knows? I might come back and I might be expecting a baby at 57. How about that?
So, what are your plans? Right, and we're gonna run out of time.
Yeah, just food and drink. Food and drink.
A
Vegas,
quickie,
here
Rob,
I come.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.